The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How much weed was flying around that set?
A lot.
Craig, get that clip up, Craig. You mentioned the late Fred Willard.
I think this is it.
He's a show called Fernwood Tonight. God, late 70s, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can't wait to see my regular.
Hang on there.
No, that's not it.
All right.
It was from Kimmel, right?
Well, the bit's not from Kimmel. The bit's from Fernwood Tonight. He was on Kimmel. They celebrated him last night, right?
Yeah, okay. Last night on Kimmel. It was pretty much a greatest hits of Fred Willard because Kimmel used him a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kimmel ended up using him a lot. And so it was kind of a greatest hits with Fred Willard last night. And this is one of the bits they played. This is from 1977 when he was working with Martin Mull on Fernwood Tonight.
Remember me when I have passed away. Remember that I lived and died as you will too one day. If I can write these few short lines, it will not be in vain. If after I am dead and gone, you still recall my name. Remember me.
And I think it's
Jerry, that's actually very pretty.
Well put.
Who wrote it? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Who knows? It's an old poem. Probably some old guy dead and gone.
Who wrote it? I don't know.
Remember my name. I don't
know. After he got busted in that theater.
I know.
His only public comment on that was like the next day he just tweeted, Merry Christmas. And it was like summer.
Yeah.
I thought he addressed it somewhere.
I don't think he did.
Briefly, or not at all, or, you know, what Nick said.
Yeah, if he did, it was a while after. I think right when it happened. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like that big a deal.
No.
It wasn't a national scandal.
No. Well, it made a lot of news because I think a lot of people were reporting it to see if it would.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Go anywhere.
Nobody cared.
And no one cared.
With him, you're like, he's a nice enough guy.
Right.
He's so funny. I don't,
you see porn, you get excited. You grab yourself once in a while. I've heard.
Yeah, then I think you should leave. There's a sketch where it's a funeral, and they're like, hey, our organist couldn't make it today, so we've got this backup organist, and he's apparently brought his own much larger organ. So they go to like bring up the next speaker, and he just starts. It's one of those old timey, like, meow, meow, like, making sirens
organ.
And stuff. Yeah, and he's just like breaking plates and everything. It's so funny.
It is Archie Manning's birthday today. You may know him as being the father of Peyton and Eli Manning.
Yeah.
And Scott.
Peyton Manning golfing this Sunday.
That's this Sunday?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yep.
It is also Pete Townsend's birthday.
Uh-oh.
Many people remember him from a band called The Who.
Pete Townsend's older.
He's pretty tall, too.
Who's older?
Pete Townsend.
Yeah. Pete Townsend.
Yeah, I'm going to say Pete Townsend.
I'm going to go Archie Manning.
Pete Townsend, the obvious answer there. He's 75. Archie Manning, 71.
Okay.
Oh, by a wide margin.
That's because Push wasn't around. Todd and I saw Archie Manning play football, and I knew it was later when Pete, the Who was already famous by the time he was playing college football.
Yeah, but
the
rock and roll band being famous has not a lot to do with age.
Which does with the Who, because they made it pretty young.
I think the Who formed very young.
Oh, they did, yeah.
But probably, they were at least 18, 20 years old when they were...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Manning played in the late 60s, or actually into the early 70s for Ole Miss.
Who's taller? Archie Manning or Pete Townsend?
That's tough.
They're both pretty tall.
Townsend is a tall dude.
Yeah. Is he?
But he's tall for rock and roll. So yeah. I think Townsend might only be 6'1". Manning might be taller.
I'm going Manning.
Yeah, quarterbacks are usually 6'2", 6'3", at least.
Yeah, I'm going to go Archie Manning.
But apparently, these are obvious answers to Craig. So
but I think Townsend was tall.
Well, the first one was obvious.
Obvious. Yeah,
you got it for right. A rock and roll guy, Townsend is tall, but not taller than Archie Manning.
Yeah. Is he actually tall, or does he just look tall when he's standing next to Roger Daltrey?
Good question, because Daltrey's only about 5'6", 5'7".
Rock stars are generally short, so yeah, he could be on the tall side and only be at 6 foot.
Yeah, that's tall for a rock guy.
And that's exactly the fact. Pete Townsend looks tall, and he's 6 feet.
And Archie Manning's probably, what, 6'2"?
6'3".
There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
That feels good.
You got 2 wins?
Yep.
I didn't even guess on that one, but I'll take a win.
We were all leaning that way. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know we could do that. Yeah. We were talking ourselves into it.
That changes the whole game.
I didn't know either. I didn't even know either.
Survey of 2,000 people from illicitencounters.com. That's kind of like an Ashley Madison thing.
Oh, it's a cheating site.
Yeah, people who are looking to have an affair.
Hey, there are milfs in your neighborhood ready to bang you. Where's the site for Kentucky cheerleaders?
.com.
Our buddy,
I'll coach you.
Barstool James, who contributes quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He's from Wichita. His son is a cheerleader at Wichita State. Loves it. Met his girlfriend at cheer camp. She cheers for the University of Tennessee, and this gives me an excuse to hang around and take lots of photos.
Yeah, so creepy dad.
Yeah.
He's a creepy dad.
What I assume is his son.
What's it like putting your hand on
a
strange pod?
And a lovely young lady on top of his shoulders,
right.
Who is also a Wichita State cheerleader.
Do they hold him up down there in the shocker position, since it's shockers? You sit
of
on the
course they do.
Right. Yeah. Guessing
they'd
have to.
Do the ladies sit on the shocker just to keep them stable, more stable? I think they do.
That's a question.
Ask your son.
That's a question for James.
Yeah, he might even know.
That good question.
That coach got in trouble.
Right.
Hey, we're called the Shockers.
We're called the Shockers, and it keeps you in place on the dude's hand.
It's like Legos when they snap together.
Right.
Yeah, those fired coaches from Kentucky could just create their own team and travel nationally.
And party.
Pants off, singing.
Yep.
They'd have to bring a pool if they got to jump into water and stuff.
A survey of 2,000 people from illicitencounters.com found that 1 in 5 of those asked have broken lockdown to knock some out and have sex.
I guess you're going to do it. That'd be
Now, is a website for people who are looking to have an affair. These findings are not representative of the rest of the population, necessarily.
Well, less than 10 people around, just you and the other person. I've always hated that stupid term, too. People rule. What does that mean? You're still around too many people.
The survey found that the biggest group breaching the restrictions, 48%, are couples who were in a relationship prior to lockdown but aren't living together.
That's happened, yeah.
22%.
What you're familiar with, you know.
22% of the people.
That doesn't work for married guys.
22%.
Honey, let's call somebody I used to be involved with. Oh, no, you're still married.
Are you?
Damn it. That doesn't work that way.
22% of the people breaking the lockdown were cheating on their partners pre-lockdown and have carried this on.
Oh, yeah.
8% of the people who are not locking down
pieces,
for sex.
They started demanding, right?
Well, you know, I'm sure both sides are demanding something at some point. 8% of the people who are breaking lockdown are people who have started a new affair during the pandemic.
Whoa. You can pull.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Right.
32%.
Well, come up with a whole different set of lies under these circumstances, don't you? If you're having an affair. Or I suppose you're just going off to work or whatever.
Whatever it is you have to do.
Maybe it's the same
excuses. Maybe you're essential.
Yeah.
Like that Costco line is really long.
That's right.
I want to be gone all day.
Or maybe you're not essential and you say you are.
Yeah.
You could be saying you're going to work and you're not.
More importantly, there are guys not hanging out with a side piece because of this, because they can't leave.
Oh, yeah.
Because their work, the wife knows she's not working.
Mm-hmm. And she's just pissed he's not leaving the house because she can't get with her dude.
Right.
So 20% are breaking lockdown, which means 80%, assuming that everyone's telling the truth about their lies,
they're going to hold off.
Yeah, 80%, assuming that everyone's telling the truth, are not breaking lockdown. However, but of the 20% that are, a third of them have answered a late-night booty call and gone to their partner's house specifically for sex.
You up.
In the under 30s, 38% admitted that they had breached the rules by having sex.
Yeah, they're a little more brave.
48% said they felt guilty about it. About breaking the restrictions.
They felt guilty.
Not breaking the restrictions of marriage.
I should have done that.
No. Not breaking the restrictions of marriage. They felt breaking guilty the restrictions right of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about cheating. I'm worried about this virus.
That other part they're good at. Yeah. They've been doing that for a while.
Two-thirds said they would carry on breaking the rules and knocking some out as long as a full lockdown lasts.
Yeah, they know they can get away with cheating. They don't know if they can get away from the virus.
IllicitEncounters.com sex and relationship expert Jessica Leone said, it is very easy to succumb to lust, particularly late at night when you've been communicating with a partner you were just seeing pre-lockdown. People flirt on the FaceTime or Zoom.
Yeah, how you doing?
And then agree to meet up when passion gets the better of them. That's why we're seeing so many booty calls late at night, often fueled by
IllicitEncounters.com employs a relationship expert.
It would seem.
Does she talk to some of the clientele?
It says, don't cheat.
Yeah. I don't have any earthly idea what she does for them.
Because I think most therapists would probably tell you
most,
not to.
Most,
Most would say, you know, that's going to complicate things a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, but she's already working for them, so since you're doing this, this is what you're going to need to do.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on passion gets the best of them. Horniness got the best of them. Yeah.
Well, I think for her, those two terms can be interchangeable in this particular case.
Okay, one could be passionately horny.
Yeah, but I mean that makes it sound like they're madly in love on the pat. No, they want to get laid.
You start flirting, you drink, and you're gonna drive over.
Yeah,
say hi.
That's the worst time to drive.
It is. Horny or drunk?
Yes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
This year's list of Fortune 500 companies features a record number of female CEOs. It's now 37 out of 500.
That's it.
Up from 33 the year before.
Did you see almost every...
Three of them are women of color.
You see almost every country...
500?
Almost every country
the
where...
Three of the 37 of the 500, yes.
Yeah. Almost every country where a woman was in charge, they handled the COVID better. See, that's that... It's pretty crazy. It's about 7 or 8 countries.
That's because there's only 12 people in those countries.
Doesn't matter. Jailer.
Yeah, Germany.
It's called per capita, Todd. You can figure that out. I know you can.
And you'll be stunned to know that federal health officials are warning about the potential for a measles outbreak because of a decline in childhood vaccinations because we're not getting out and going to the doctor and getting our shots.
I saw that.
Oh,
people ain't taking their kids to get vaccinated. You can go to the doctor for that.
Fewer young children got shots during the first half of the year. Americans are skipping routine visits to the doctor thanks to the pandemic. So they're not getting their vaccinations.
Yeah, that's a wormhole. That's not good.
I saw that too.
That's a vicious circle.
Right.
Those anti-vax people got
to
go.
I would
away
think if you
too.
Have to go out, the hospital or a doctor's office might be a pretty safe place these days.
Yeah.
So now health experts are worried about an increased risk for outbreaks of measles and other deadly diseases in communities across the United States of America.
Don't live your life being afraid, Craig.
I went to the hospital.
Stick your face in that measles.
100% of the people that I saw in the hospital were wearing a mask.
100% pussies. 100%.
Like, yeah, they are.
Nick calls them pussies.
You know what they took away in the waiting rooms, though? No magazines. The magazine shelves were...
Gotta touch them.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. They always had crappy magazines.
Crappy mags anyway.
No, my cardiologist has had a really good magazine selection. So I was forced
to read. Good taste.
Now we all have to just read our phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would always bring your own in.
Leave it there. Pull out an old Playboy, little sit there when you leave.
We see like a Highlights magazine and Women's Day and like a four-month-old Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, they are pretty bad. I'm with you on that.
Most of them just have issues of WebMD magazine.
Right. That's it. Throw a hustler in there and just leave.
The WebMD would be, or what's that? Every article's like, you probably have cancer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Find out.
Ask your doctor.
Yeah. Page 14.
Out of Maryland, a restaurant called Fishtails.
I've been to this place, Ocean City, Maryland. Yeah.
Says that when they open back up, customers will get their own bumper table.
It looks awesome.
It does. Put up the video of this, Puss. There's a bunch of stories out there.
We love this idea.
Yeah.
Designed for social distancing, the table is on wheels, features a giant inner tube. Kind of like bumper cars, the customers will remain 6 feet apart when the two tubes hit. You're in the middle. You have your own little table,
if you will. Around you, right?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so your server is several feet away.
Yeah. And surrounded
these things
by...
They move around.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a table on wheels.
And around you is the inner tube
as well.
It's like the bumper boats at an amusement park.
And that looks like it goes like 3 feet in every direction, and everybody else's would too. So you'd be
Yeah.
Is there an actual chair that you can sit down on?
It looks like they're standing around.
It does look like that. Now, they plan to have the 10 tubes they have in a roped off area of the parking lot. The area could hold up to 50. They say so far they've been overwhelmed by the publicity. They're still deciding on how the reservations will work for the tables. Aaron Cermak, the founder and CEO of Revolution, the people that make these things, explained that they had a lot of time on their hands to sort of reimagine what events are going to be like. And so this events company, this Revolution, said, we had time, and so this is what we came up with.
Yeah, that's in the parking lot, because the Fishtails goes into the bay, on you sit on the beach and eat. It's a great place.
We
vacation there all the time.
It's in a bar setting. You can bump into somebody, meet them, and start talking.
Yeah, links up. You can check it out.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
But if it's right by the ocean, if it's an inner tube, couldn't you just take it into the water?
Well,
it would not be
in the parking
rust.
Lot. Yeah, yeah.
There's rusting. Yeah, there's rustable parts.
Well, yeah, they could deal with that after I'm done with lunch, though, right?
Fishtails has the outdoor version of the bumper tables, but Revolution Events has also designed an indoor version without the inner tube.
I want the new normal. I want to be able to breathe on chicks I don't know.
They say that businesses ranging from sporting leagues to ice cream parlors have reached out to learn about how they can incorporate these bumper tables.
Everybody, you walk in and get a inner tube to go to a concert.
Yeah. I don't want to see like a couple eating and they fight and somebody tries to storm off in one of these inner tubes.
You're stuck somewhere. Ah, screw you. I want to see two guys starting to fight. They can't. They swing and they can't
reach
each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
You have to throw bottles.
Oh, Joe on the Facebook points out you would only need a 3 foot in diameter sombrero to maintain.
Yeah, he was doing the math. We're trying to do comedy here.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw that. Yep.
He was applying the Pythagorean theorem. Right. Circumference.
If everybody's got 3 foot, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No. So if it's 3 feet in diameter,
see, you guys got all day to figure out what we said wrong. We don't. Your listeners have all day to figure out what was said wrong.
I think you meant big hat.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Thank you.
No, I'm glad we got guys to do maintenance like that for us.
No, I'm not. Because it's they nitpick.
We wanted to hear from
means nothing.
An arborist to see if...
Well, that's different. We asked that question.
Ron Jeremy.
We get one?
No.
Okay. See, the experts don't check.
And the sombrero thing, you knew what we meant.
Yes.
You know, with the numbers, the exact numbers don't matter. Big hat. Yeah. Like Nick said, big hat.
Yeah. He spent a half hour figuring that out and sent the email.
You, right. You knew we were talking about a big hat.
We moved on.
Yeah, fill it with nachos.
Right.
Yeah, if everybody's wearing those hats, they have to have nachos.
I welcome most input.
Yeah.
Including the guy who says we're Antifa asses.
I saw that. I saw it from the bed last night. Yeah, that was it. Antifa asses. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what that meant, but I know they're
you know the ass part.
Yeah, I know what asses mean.
I mean, it's mad that he's mad that you don't like fascists.
We've been doing this a long time, and you know what? Sticks and stones, dude. We don't care. Now, how many times we have to say it on the air? We don't care.
I'm looking at the definition.
Well, I don't care.
Of the Antifa.
The stuff we read about ourselves in the show for 26 years, you can't say anything worse than what we've already read. We don't care.
I am opposed to fascism and other forms of extreme right-wing ideology, as I am of extreme left-wing ideology, but I'm not militantly opposed to it.
No.
Yeah. So,
ass.
He's an ass.
I'm not an Antifa.
You're an ass. You're still an ass, though.
I love that, because like that guy, I looked at his profiles, and he's just like,
got his
dogs in Viking jerseys and stuff, and like, that's, what the hell?
You mean like Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah.
He was like a regular guy.
This is the guy that used Antifa asses. What?
I know.
Like, looks like you have a nice family.
I do love when I see profiles of people, and they don't, I'm thinking they write something horrible, and you look at their profile. Like I said, they're hanging out with the family.
Just
in the
a dude.
Yeah. Just a dude.
I'll take asses.
In his bedroom yelling, Antifa asses.
We're not.
That came in late last night.
On a
night.
Monday
well,
night.
Late for me. Late for Monday night.
We're not Antifa. We are asses.
Yeah.
But not Antifa. Bring up Joe America here.
He's an ass. What's up, Joe?
Hey.
Good morning.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I heard Todd mention the 3-foot sombrero, and it kind of got me excited.
Dick.
About, because, I mean, the band wants to play again.
Yes.
We want to get out.
Yeah.
We want to be safe. But, and so I'm wondering about this distancing thing. We've got plenty of people that come out and see us that are 3 feet around.
Well, you're right. But their head is in the middle of that 3 feet. So you're right.
Right.
Their head would be isolated themselves because.
Right. Where do you start measuring?
I would say the gut or the ass, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Yeah. The edge.
Always measure from the gut to the tip.
Joe, have you heard anything about live music? I understand. I've seen some people get together in their yards and the band separates. You guys got six guys, so you'd have to separate like a football field to play, basically, right?
Well, we're actually doing one this Friday.
Okay.
For News Channel Nebraska. And they're going to have us all 6 feet apart.
Even the horn section.
Yeah.
Those guys are pretty tight together in that band, in your band, right?
But, you know, over time you get to not like each other that much anyway. It's kind of cool.
So you're going to see you in the middle of the drums and then everybody else 6 feet from you at least and 6 feet further on, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
And if anything happens.
I guess guys could be behind you, too, for that matter.
You can always find a new horn section. Yeah. They're expendable.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. It's easy to find a drummer. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Yeah, you're right. If your crowd is really fat, their head is in the middle of their 3 feet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to see if they can cough over their belly and the other guy's belly in each other's face.
Yeah, but, you know, bellies are still touching.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that with those inner tubes. You have people with just, you know, fat just laying on the table if they're trying to shove themselves into there.
I love a guy who calls his fan base fat.
I know. He does. Antifa asses. Yeah.
A 3-foot hat isn't going to work for all these fat asses.
And he writes songs about fat people.
Yes, he does.
Yep. Yeah.
How big you going to get?
All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.